Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 10th of May 2024. Today's topic is Count the Cost Then Follow. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 8 verses 18 through 22. Verse 18. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came, and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Verse 22. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 8 verses 21 and 22. And a certain scribe came, and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Matthew was a revenue collector for the Roman government. Even though he was a Jew, Hugh worked for the hated Roman authorities, collecting taxes on caravan traffic on the roads, taxes on ships coming into the harbor, and duties on imported goods. He had a reasonable and regular income from his legitimate employment, and like other tax collectors, could have earned additional income by exacting more money than the regular tax. One day, Jesus met him and called him to follow his band of disciples. Immediately, Matthew left everything and followed Christ. He gave up his employment and benefits and became a disciple. That is the cost of discipleship. Discipleship always comes at a cost. One may not need to leave his education or employment, sell all that he or she has, or literally forsake friends and family. But discipleship does involve forsaking our selfish ambition, carnal cravings, and worldly amusements to follow the teachings of Christ. It involves cross-bearing and self-abnegation to fulfill the will of God. To be a disciple today, you must be born again and serve God with true holiness. Quote for the day. It involves cross-bearing. The challenge for today is follow the Master, learn and do what he teaches. Prayer. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I freely give. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.